This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. The Morse Museum of American Art in downtown Winter Park is celebrating July 4th and America 250 with events that highlight arts accessibility, music, and a special exhibition of some quintessentially American items from its collection. The Morse may be known for housing the world's most comprehensive collection of works by Louis Comfort Tiffany, but there's more to see beyond the jewelry, lamps, and stained glass. Museum director and chief curator Jennifer Perry Thalmeyer walks us through the galleries and shares the history of the Morse, including the museum's surprising ties to the birth of Winter Park's annual 4th of July celebrations, and some unexpected whimsy in the form of getting jump-scared by a life-size sculpture of Louis himself. The tour starts with a famous figure straight from America's Revolutionary War.
This piece is in the 18th century, 1798, and it is a cream jug that was made by Paul Revere. And so, of course, during this time, we're celebrating the founding fathers and the people who were really important to all that occurred for us to be who we are now. And so it's kind of nice to be able to see that these people involved back then were people. They had professions, they did things, and that was not their full-time job, just being in the military or doing, you know, what they did. They really were working people that were like us. Paul Revere was a silversmith and made a lot of production, very high-end items that were loved, but did a lot of ordinary things too.
That's extraordinary.
And so what do we have here?
So we also like to show the just kind of Americana of it all. And, you know, we have a lot of bunting that goes out and, you know, kind of really get into the festivities of it. And nothing's more all-American than baseball. And so we were fortunate to have in our collection from 1927 a baseball that includes names on it like Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb, Lou Gehrig. And so very well-known baseball players from the time. So it's exciting for us to be able to show that, you know, you come into a museum, you can expect high end and high history, but also things that just kind of touch your soul, things that, you know, mean a lot to you, even as children. And so I think everybody can kind of appreciate this piece.
And with this piece, there's a specific Central Floridian tie, too, with the signature of Joe Tinker.
So Tinker Field, of course, was named after Joe Tinker, and he happens to be one of the names that has signed this piece. We also have something that only comes out once a year, and it is a statue of Louis Comfort Tiffany. So people can come and have, you know, their kind of selfies taken with Louis in one of the galleries.
Tell me a little bit about your Tiffany-related story here, just for folks who aren't familiar.
So the Morse Museum is best known. We are a general art museum for American art and history, but we're best known for our Louis Comfort Tiffany collection. And the connection is really fortuitous because it was Hugh McCain, who was our first director, and he and his wife had founded the museum. And Hugh McCain had been an artist. He started out as an artist. He studied in New York City and was invited by Louis Comfort Tiffany to spend a fall at Laurelton Hall, which was Louis Comfort Tiffany's home that he was running and trying to help artists get a foothold into the art world. So we're very fortunate that Hugh McCain here from Winter Park went to Rollins, was one of those fellows that studied there and had a firsthand knowledge of Louis Tiffany. And while he was there, he didn't necessarily love Tiffany's work. He wasn't a big fan. Hugh McCain was a modern artist, and Tiffany by that point was not. And so what he took away from that experience, though, was what Louis Tiffany was trying to give to the community and trying to help out artists and instill a love of art. But in 1957, the house burned down, Laurelton Hall, where he had studied, and all of these things were just going to either be sold off or just kind of sent into ruins. And so Hugh and Jeanette McCain went up there and salvaged everything that they possibly could, which, as it turns out, are the most important works that Tiffany did because they were the ones that he collected, brought to Laurelton Hall, and wanted for his personal museum at Laurelton Hall. And so we have some of the very personal works that Tiffany created.
Okay, so here's Louis. He only comes out once a year.
He comes out once a year, and he was a sculpture that was made for an exhibition that was done, I think, in the 70s or the 80s. And he sat in our warehouse for a very long time, and our preparators, the people that work with our art, used to place him and move him around the building as a joke to scare us. But then we actually embraced him and brought him up into the offices upstairs. And so he sits there and greets us when we come in the morning. So once a year, we like to bring him down here. It's a nice opportunity for him to visit with Laurelton Hall and to see all the people who are appreciating him nowadays.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Independence Day celebration that is coming up?
Well, Independence Day for us is very, very exciting because it was in 1995 that we first opened this building. We originally started out on Rollins campus and then moved to Wellburn for probably about 20 years. And then finally, Mr. McCain wanted to open a building that would have been central, that people could have just strolled upon on Park Avenue. So this opened in 1995, and the day was July 4th. And that was actually the impetus for Winter Park to start celebrating and have big festivities on July 4th in coordination with the opening of the museum. And of course, they've carried on the tradition, and so have we.
So the event, what will it have?
So the event is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is free admission. So everybody can come, and we invite them to come spend some great time in air conditioning. But on Friday, we have extended hours. And so we want everybody to have the opportunity to come in. So we will be open from 9:30 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. So everybody can have dinner, come here, whatever order they'd like to do. We'll be having some American music. We'll be having some blues music on Friday night. Then on Saturday, we have our regular hours. We'll also have American music, sort of the traditional kind of music.
By traditional?
The kind of Yankee Doodle Dandy and John Philip Sousa.
Gotcha. You mentioned that this weekend is free admission. Talk a little bit about making the arts accessible for everyone. What does that mean to you?
So it's actually something that really comes from our founders. So what we do is always geared towards making as many people feel welcomed as possible. And during the season, we're open on Friday nights free. So we try to give as many opportunities for people to come in and just enjoy it. You know, we're a very unusual museum here in Winter Park. We don't compete with other museums for grant funding and things like that. And so we tend to kind of lay in the background and be a place that people can come and visit, walk in, and we want them to feel at home and welcomed. And, you know, we deal with a wide range of materials. So you're not only going to see Tiffany here, you're going to see paintings and pottery and a broad range of material. And there's, I think, something here for everybody.
That was Jennifer Perry Fallheimer, Director and Chief Curator of Winter Park's Morse Museum of American Art. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.